It is the Nolan Show here on BBC Radio Ulster, and it's just gone 10 to 10. The summer is in full swing, and for thousands of kids across Northern Ireland, that means no school. What about your time in school? Often heralded as one of the best days of your life. For many of us, it's a mixture of memories, friends, foes, teachers and exams. And what about the teachers? The people who help guide us through. Some we have fonder memories of than others, although my next guest this morning I have lots of fond memories for. On the line, my P6 and P7 primary school teacher, Anne McAuley. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vincent.
Should I call you, before we start, should I refer to you as Miss? Should I call you Mrs. McAuley, or can I call you Anne?
Of course you can call me Anne.
Anne, tell me, why did you want to become a teacher in the first place?
I suppose when I look back, I think my mother wanted me to become a teacher, and something that she had wanted to do, and was unfortunately unable to stay on at school due to the death of her father. So she had to leave school. She wanted to be a teacher, so she kept telling me all my life that I wanted to be a teacher, and I think she kind of convinced me. But also, something you alluded to in your introduction there, I think I was probably inspired by a couple of teachers who taught me, a couple of teachers from Randallstown Primary School as it was then, Mrs. Sudie Keeley and Mrs. Rose McEwen. Both would have inspired me to become a teacher.
Because that's one of the key things about a teacher, they can have a real influence on the lives of young people. So there's a big responsibility there as well.
There's a massive responsibility, Vincent. I think it comes very much home to you whenever you meet past pupils and they ask you about what you're doing in class this year, or how things are going, and they tell you about how their lives are going, and they maybe tell you about, you know, reasons why they went on to do what they did, maybe inspired by something that you did in your classroom. Thoughts later on in life where they look back and thought, that's the starting point for me, that's something that got me into maybe an area that I'm interested in. You also hope that you're fondly remembered, because unfortunately we can have the negative impact too.
Of course, because there are teachers that everyone will remember, and not for good reasons. So there'll be teachers that they felt were either too strict, depending on your age. There may be teachers that gave you the cane.
And it's not even teachers maybe who caned me, but teachers maybe who spoke harshly. Sometimes it's the words that can last longer than the slap.
That's very true, Anne, because, you know, obviously I'll not mention who the teacher is, it's not you, but there was a teacher I had in my many years, and I went to four different high schools altogether, and of course primary, and there was one teacher that said to me one day, I can't remember what was happening in the class, but this teacher said, the other pupils in the class, they're not laughing with you, they're laughing at you. And that really stuck with me, because I remember thinking at the time that that's incredibly mean, and it's encouraging. Kids can be mean as well, but you're an adult and you're encouraging the rest of them to laugh at me in the middle of a class. Someone that's charged with my education, that's meant to be protecting you, I guess, to whatever extent, when you're in school. And that really had quite an impact on me.
I would say probably maybe in my own school days, I would hope that times have changed. I think we are more mindful these days of how we can affect children by what we say as much as by what we do. And I suppose as well, we've all been to school and we all remember the things that hurt us. I would never want a child to leave my room feeling like that.
Yeah.
And I would always say to a class at the start of the year, I'll be like your mummy, I'll shout when I need to shout and I'll hug when I need to hug.
The other side of the coin, Anne, as well, there must have been times where you felt quite frustrated because of restrictions that are put on teachers. And of course they are there. There's got to be a line between home life and school life. But as a teacher, you would have been aware of students maybe with some complex issues, maybe family-wise, that you want to do more but you simply can't.
Well, I suppose we're very aware these days of the nature of where children are coming from. And I know that when a child in my classroom either was disruptive or displaying any issues that would give me concern, well, first of all, I immediately asked myself, was it something I was doing? But then you do have to look and see, well, what's causing this? Schools are much more open door. My mummy had six of us and she never was through the door of the primary school once. Whereas these days, we're very, very quick to turn around and say to parents, is there an issue? Is there something that we need to know about? But there's a greater emphasis on sharing information about children too, which again is all done in a very confidential manner. You'll know about that. I suppose many times you just think that a wayman maybe needs a hug more than they need to know long division, you know.
Well, that's very true, and I guess that's one of those things that, as a teacher, you're privileged to seeing people growing up and to change as they move through the school. What would you say you took from your time as a teacher? Would you do anything differently if you were doing it all again?
No, because I don't think teachers know how to do it differently. You know, I meet so many teachers in my current role where I go on and support teachers and train teachers, and they're so stressed, they're so tired, they're so exhausted with the demands of the job. And let me tell you, that is the vast majority of teachers, especially here in Northern Ireland. Now, if you have, especially these days with the growing numbers in classes, you have maybe upwards of 30 children sitting in front of you. That's a very demanding role where you're trying to do your best for every child. I look back and I think, I hope there's not too much that I would need it to have changed. But I think it really, teaching comes from your personality, from who you are.
Well, I remember my last day in Primary 7, which is, I think, is quite a scary time for anyone, because you're leaving what you've known, the primary school, 7 years behind to move on to big school. So it's from comfort to the unknown. And the day my dad used to have a shop in Randallstown, and the odd time I would walk from the school to his shop, and that day I had to do that. And I was that upset leaving your class. And it wasn't necessarily just the thought of leaving the school behind. I don't want this to sound all lovey-dovey, but it wasn't the school. I think it was the thought of leaving you behind as my teacher, P6, P7. There was a real respect there. There was also an element to education that it was all right to like to learn, to want to have an interest in thing. And then as I walked down the town, it's about a 5 minute walk, there was about three people that actually stopped to ask me if I was okay, because I was so upset. I must have looked at it like I was traumatised. So that's the impact that a teacher can have.
You've hit the nail on the head there. It's about making children want to learn. And I mean, you came from a very particular class, Vincent. And yes, you were leaving me after 2 years. You were leaving Mrs. Brady after
seven years.
You were leaving that group of children after 7 years. You were a very caring group. You looked after each other so well. As I say, you had Mrs. Brady, who was providing support for a pupil at that time. You cared for that child as well in a way that I've never seen a group of children do since. I'm very pleased to hear that you were upset in leaving me. I think that makes me feel that I did my job as I would like to do my job.
Anne McAuleen, Mrs. McAuleen, Miss, thank you very much for coming on the programme this morning.
The pleasure, Vincent.
And yes, whatever you, well, look, you can call me whatever you want. And if you want to share your own stories and your own memories of